Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Adult Daughters of Emotionally Absent Fathers by Lila Hart is a self-help and emotional healing guide for women who grew up with fathers who were physically present but emotionally unavailable or who were largely absent and distant. The book focuses on how that early lack of attunement can echo into adulthood as a persistent hollow feeling, chronic self-doubt, and an exhausting sense that love must be earned rather than received. Drawing on recognizable patterns many readers report, such as people-pleasing, approval-seeking, over-functioning, and difficulty trusting care, the book aims to help readers connect present relationship struggles to earlier emotional neglect. Its purpose is not to litigate a father's intent, but to name what was missing and validate the impact. From there, it encourages practical steps toward recovery, self-compassion, boundary setting, and a clearer understanding of how rejection and emotional starvation can shape attachment, partner choice, and self-worth. The overall promise is liberation from repeating relational dynamics built around proving oneself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, naming emotional absence and validating its impact. A central contribution of the book is giving language to a form of loss that can be hard to explain the father who is a provider or authority figure, yet emotionally unreachable. By framing the experience as emotional absence rather than only physical abandonment, the book helps readers recognize that material support and parenting are not the same thing. This matters because many adult daughters minimize their pain by telling themselves they should be grateful or that it was not bad enough to count. The book instead treats the lack of warmth, curiosity, comfort, and consistent emotional responsiveness as significant. It connects that missing relational nutrition to a lingering sense of being unseen, along with confusion about why praise never feels secure and why intimacy can feel unsafe. Validating the impact is positioned as a prerequisite for change. When a reader can accurately name what happened, she can stop blaming herself for needing more, stop defending the neglect, and begin grieving what she did not receive. That grief is presented as a pathway to clarity rather than a sign of weakness. Secondly, the learned habit of earning love and performing for approval. The book emphasizes how emotionally absent fathering can train a daughter to pursue love through performance. If affection was scarce, unpredictable, or conditional, many daughters learn to manage the relationship by achieving, behaving perfectly, staying quiet, or becoming emotionally invisible. In adulthood, that training may appear as chronic people-pleasing, difficulty saying no, and a reflex to read the room and cater to others' emotions. The underlying belief is that love arrives only after you prove you are worthy, useful, or easy to deal with. The book challenges this belief directly, highlighting how exhausting it is to live in a permanent audition for acceptance. It also clarifies that the drive to earn love is not a personal flaw, but a survival strategy that once made sense. By tracing the pattern back to early rejection or indifference, the reader can reframe her current behaviors as learned adaptations rather than identity. This reframing supports practical change, choosing self-respect over approval, tolerating disapproval without collapse, and building relationships where care is given freely rather than extracted through overgiving. Thirdly, attachment, trust, and the aftershocks in adult relationships. Another key topic is how father absence can shape a daughter's expectations of love, especially in romance and close friendships. When the first major male attachment is distant, inconsistent, or emotionally shutting down, the adult daughter may struggle to trust affection even when it is offered. She may feel drawn to emotionally unavailable partners because the dynamic is familiar, or she may interpret calm, stable interest as suspicious or temporary. The book links these patterns to an internalized model of relationships. Closeness feels risky, needs feel shameful, and rejection feels inevitable. It also highlights how hypervigilance can develop, with the daughter scanning for signs of withdrawal and trying to prevent it by over-explaining, over-giving, or self-abandoning. Rather than treating these reactions as irrational, the book frames them as logical outcomes of early emotional starvation. The healing aim is to create new relational expectations, learning what steady care looks like, practicing honest communication, and distinguishing present partners from the old wound. This provides a bridge from insight to action in everyday intimacy. Fourthly, rebuilding self-worth through self-compassion and internal safety, the book places strong emphasis on restoring self-worth that was undermined by feeling unwanted, overlooked, or emotionally inconvenient. When a father does not reflect back warmth and pride, a daughter can conclude she is unlovable, too much, or never enough. That conclusion often persists even after achievements and external validation accumulate. The book encourages replacing harsh self-judgment with self-compassion, treating self-kindness as a discipline rather than a mood. It suggests that healing involves building internal safety, becoming someone who listens to your own feelings, takes your pain seriously, and responds with care instead of dismissal. This inner shift can change the meaning of rejection. reducing the tendency to interpret every conflict or distance as proof of personal defect. By strengthening self-validation, the reader becomes less dependent on others for emotional permission to exist. The book also reinforces the idea that the lack was about the father's limits, not the daughter's value. This perspective supports recovery that is not centered on winning his approval, but on reclaiming identity, desire, and dignity. Lastly, boundaries and breaking the cycle of relational repetition. A practical through line in the book is breaking the spell of repetition the way unmet childhood needs can quietly steer adult choices, without awareness. An adult daughter may replay the same emotional chase, gravitating toward relationships where she must prove herself, tolerate distance, or carry the emotional labor. The book points toward boundaries as the mechanism for interrupting that cycle. Boundaries are framed not as punishment or coldness, but as clarity about what treatment is acceptable and what costs are no longer negotiable. This includes learning to notice when guilt is driving overgiving, when anxiety is driving compliance, and when fear of abandonment is driving silence. The book supports reclaiming agency by practicing no, asking for what you need, and stepping away from dynamics that resemble early rejection. It also implies that healing is not only internal but relational. New patterns require new behaviors, and new behaviors may require new relationships or new agreements within existing ones. The result is a life less organized around pleasing, fixing, and earning, and more organized around mutuality and respect. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adult women who recognize a persistent ache around fathering, whether their fathers were physically absent or present yet emotionally unreachable, and who suspect that early neglect still influences their self-esteem and relationships. Readers who struggle with people-pleasing, fear of rejection, over-functioning, or choosing emotionally unavailable partners may find the material especially relevant because it connects those adult patterns to an understandable developmental origin. The practical benefit is a clearer map, first naming emotional absence, then grieving what was missing, and finally experimenting with new behaviors such as self-compassion and firmer boundaries, even without promising a perfect reconciliation story. The book offers a way to stop organizing your life around winning love and to start building internal security that does not depend on another person's approval. Within the broader category of family trauma and inner child-style self-help, it stands out in its targeted focus on the father-daughter wound and the specific way rejection can shape romantic templates and identity. For readers who want straightforward validation plus actionable steps toward healthier attachment and self-respect, it functions as an accessible starting point for change. And if you would like to support Lila Hart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.